Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, Donald, I may have indulged a bit too much. My energy's been lagging. My belt is definitely on its last notch from all of the eating.
Well, the holidays can do that to you, buddy. It makes you reach for quick fixes that have rough and lasting effects on your gut. Good thing we have GT Synergy Raw Kombucha to get your gut back on track.
That's right. It's those billions of probiotics that whip the gut back into balance. And those are naturally occurring probiotics, not the added fake kind.
Drink GT Synergy to show your gut that you love them. Better health is as simple as making a few small changes, and incorporating GTs is an easy one.
You can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go on a Monday fun day, November the 25th, 2019. Welcome into the grid, the sportsgrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. As we look to pick up the pieces here, put it all together, figure out where does it leave us as we get ready for more football tonight here. Final game Monday night of week 12 before we get ready. Just a couple of days off before we get three more games on Thanksgiving Thursday. The old Thanksgiving Day week is always fun here. And we do have ourselves at least a couple of very interesting games, especially given the fact of the results from yesterday. And it was a very interesting day from yesterday where we did see a whole lot of favorites win straight up, but boy, oh boy, they didn't exactly do a great job. 9-3, the favorites finished yesterday. Underdogs were able to pull out the covers, too. 7-4-1 against the number. You did have three straight upsets. The Jets, the Tampa Bay Bucks, the Washington Redskins won outright. So if you had any sort of money line combination parlay with those three teams, you killed it. Congratulations. But more than anything, I think what 12 has thus far shown us is that there are going to be a couple of teams here that are willing to separate themselves from the rest of the pack. And maybe some of the teams that we all thought were really, really, really good, maybe not that good after all. And we can start with the fact that I don't know what else people need to see from the San Francisco 49ers before you start going, they're good. They're like really good. That defense is really good. That those offensive weapons and just the way Jimmy G is playing right now, coaching really top to bottom. there's nothing not to like about the San Francisco 49ers. Now, in the meantime, on the flip side, I can't remember the last time, I don't think anybody can, where Aaron Rodgers had 43 yards throwing the ball at halftime. He was looked as pedestrian as you possibly could last night, and give credit to that 49er defense because they were in the backfield living in his grill the entire damn night. And I don't know. I keep hearing people trying to tell me that the 49ers aren't as good as we think they are. Well, Dane, they look as good as I think they are. They look like a one-loss team who is clearly the best team in the NFC, which I think is saying something right now.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Good morning, Degenerates. Let's cock-a-doodle-do it. It absolutely does, Joe, because we've been talking about all season long how the NFC is top-heavy, right? If you look at the best records in the NFL, most of them reside in the NFC. You know, Patriots and Baltimore say notwithstanding. But we do have, you know, what is it, like five teams that entered this week with eight wins or more in the NFC. So to be the cream of the crop there is definitely a statement. And I'm with you, Joe. This defense has really shown that it can stifle anybody who comes on in, you know, including, let's not forget, their one loss was to Russell Wilson in overtime, and Russell Wilson was doing uncharacteristic things against the San Francisco defense, okay? The other thing that I think makes, you know, validates this claim that we're talking about here right now, Joe, is, you know, in that loss, there was no Kittle. There was no Manny Sanders, you know, and we have seen now that this team, one of the things we've said about this team is they're able to do it so many different ways. They're able to win dominantly defensively if they need to. They're able to win with Jimmy G passing it. Two more touchdowns for Jimmy G, Kittle, 129 and a touchdown. Although they didn't have to do it really yesterday, we've seen them win on the strength of a running game with, you know, Coleman and at times Breida as well. Yesterday, it was Mostert and Coleman, but they only combined for like 85 yards or so. They didn't need it. They can do it however the game dictates. You know how the Patriots are game plan specific? Well, it looks like the Niners are able to win however they need to, and it's going to be a damn shame for any team that goes into that stadium come January.
They are rough. They held Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, 198 yards, guys, 70 plays. Not one completion over 15 yards. They also just destroyed whatever running game Green Bay was hoping of having with Aaron Jones. They stuffed them on a 4th-and-1 in the first half, which really just set the tempo for what was going to happen the rest of the day. I mean, Jimmy G, 14-20, 253, no turnovers, guys, and just play calling that was phenomenal. It was 23-0 in half. They came out in the second half and, you know, Aaron was finally able to figure out a way on a, you know, some sort of jet sweep to get Adams into the end zone. But that, guys, that was then after that, it was, yeah, OK, that's all you're going to score tonight, because then they let that running game. Then they started to impose their will. This is a team when they get out to a lead. Good luck. I mean, good luck trying to come back on that defense. But more importantly, you got to get them off the field. And when they start kicking in that running game and they play from a lead, they are brutal, man. It's so hard to be able to get the ball back from them because you got to worry about the pass. And then if I'm gonna sell out on the run. All right, let me know how that works out when George Kittle burns you deep or any of these other kids that they like. Now I will say this: San Francisco, that was test one. Next week, they travel to Baltimore, then New Orleans. So they've got a stretch here, I think. And then don't forget. Yeah, I think they got one more against Seattle. We're going to learn how good this team is. But can they get away with, if they win 2 out of 3 here? I don't see why not. I do not see why not, because that defense, it will travel, and it plays just about anywhere it goes, Dane.
Yeah, absolutely. And think about it. At this point, Joe, correct me if I'm wrong, but they're 10-1, right? So you got 5 games left, Joe. All right? And you said it right. You know, Baltimore's one of them. Seattle's one of them. New Orleans is one of them. Okay? If they go 3-2, Joe, that puts them at 13-3, right? Yep. And exactly. Unless one of those losses is to Seattle and Seattle runs the table, like, they're still going to be a bye and likely a 1 seed. You know, the games, what I would say is in those 3, if they do lose, it better be to Baltimore. You know what I mean? Because you want to have the game in hand against New Orleans or Seattle. That may dictate the very top of the NFC.
Yeah, and it's because it is heads and tails, guys. They are running the table. And Aaron Rodgers and company, that's now the second game on the West Coast we've seen them throw up all over themselves. Mm. That first game against San Diego, and now, it should be San Diego, the Chargers.
Right.
And now San Francisco. Not good. Not good, guys. But plenty of football left to go, too. We'll break more of it down. Talk Sam Darnold next on the grid.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
What's up? I'm Laura Carenti.
And I'm Alexa Kristen. We're the co-hosts of Adlandia, the advertising industry's most thought-provoking podcast.
We are here with Lisa Bradner, GM of Analytics, and Teddy Jaudi, Head of Product from Yieldmo.
So we're here to talk with Lisa and Teddy about making attention actionable. Let's start from the top. What is Yieldmo?
Yieldmo is a next-generation marketplace powered by attention analytics, superior formats, and real-time data. We were really trying to say, how do we connect this ecosystem and make everything flow? I like to step back and say, all right, great, we've built the infrastructure, but let's talk about what we're putting through those pipes.
That's what we try to do at Yieldmo, is we try to, you know, there's great technology out there, you can buy ads, serve them anywhere, but what is actually making an impact? And we focus on trying to allow marketers to see that.
Always have to be listening for that surprise signal that signals an opportunity you may not be thinking about. And our agile data structure allows our brands to work with us to do just that.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Adlandia Podcast and listen to Adlandia on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
All right, here we go on a Monday. It is Turkey Week here, people. Thanksgiving week. Still got a Monday night game, along with 41 college basketball games, 11 NBA games, 9 NHL games, and, of course, Monday Night Football. It'll conclude Week 12 as the Ravens are a three-point favorite on the road, taking on the Rams here tonight. We'll dive into that game coming up a little bit later this hour. But we'll take a look at some of the takeaways from yesterday's games in the NFL. And, you know, we talked about it's time to start taking the 49ers seriously. But at the same time, I think it's time we also recognize as Week 12 rounds out that there are some teams and quarterbacks that are ready to take that next step, that are ready to kind of elevate their teams. And, you know, the reason the NFL is there's only 32 right starting quarterback positions in the world, Dane. It's not an easy thing to do. There's even finding a legitimate backup is an impossible thing to do. We know this. So when you have guys that have an opportunity to take that next step, guys like, I don't know, Nick Foles did, you might have recalled what he did for that Philadelphia Eagles team there. You have a situation, I think, this weekend where guys I want to give credit to, guys like Kyle Allen, who has been abysmal. When I tell you guys sticking a fork in this dude, all he did was go 4-0 to start. Then he goes, because he is a rookie and hasn't played a lot of, you know, football in the NFL, He goes on a three-game streak where he looks just absolutely horrific, and everybody went from applauding him to now, you suck, get him off the field, where's Cam Newton? Then he goes into a game against a division rival yesterday like the New Orleans Saints, right? And he's coming in off of three of his worst games known to mankind. And that's why I love the overreaction all year long in the NFL. It cracks me up. This kid, should, as far as anybody was concerned, he shouldn't even be on the field, right? They were looking for his Cam. Can he come back? Can he not? What does he do? Well, he sits there and falls behind, watches his team fall behind, and he sits there and leads them to an impossible comeback and even quite possibly a victory in an impossible place to play in New Orleans. And yet just 24 hours prior, Dane, he was done. Like he was, everyone's, there's no way he can do it. But yet he shows up. Then we see guys like, how many times do we have to talk about it? You see guys like Derek Carr going up against the New York Jets there. This was a game that heading into the Kansas City game really would have sat there and taken this Raiders franchise. If they come into MetLife and they run over the Jets, they win this game. They go 7-4. They're tied for the lead now. Kansas City. Now the pressure's on Kansas City, right? Now all the pressure's on Kansas City, and I'll be damned, the Raiders are for real. But there are instances of this all weekend long where we just, some guys are not ready for prime time. Do I have to even bring up Dak Prescott? Do I have to bring up that name in the situation where you just not getting the job done? And yet guys that, I don't know, like Sam Darnold, guys like, Kyle Allen, guys getting Josh Allen, guys that are really starting. I think we're starting to see the cream rise to the top here. And I think to stick a fork in some of these younger quarterbacks after a couple of weeks of them being rookies in many aspects, I think it's just ridiculous. And we continue to do it year after year. It amazes me. But some guys, there's just no excuse. Derek Carr and Dak Prescott, you need to, that's where you come into play. Raise the damn team, put them on your back, and win these games when it matters the most.
You know, Joe, I mean, we kind of say these things all the time. You know, we talk about, you know, when Kyle Allen was winning four in a row, we were cautioning people there's still a reason that he was, in fact, listed as a backup on the depth chart. Right. And but at the same time, the first time he had a stinker, I remember coming on this show and saying, well, but it was against San Francisco and he had a quarterback rating of 85 or higher in five of the six games. The one that he didn't was at San Francisco. And we had just finished talking about how San Francisco can make anybody, including Aaron Rodgers, look less than stellar. I think what it comes down to, Joe, for me, is the idea of the recency bias. You know, it's the idea that we're never too high. We should be never too high, never too low on some of these guys. You know, there's others that we see. Gardner Minshew, for example, right? Has a month where he's, you know, kind of a blaze of glory, but then we talk about him, I say all the time, turning back into a pumpkin. What I say is there's very few, maybe eight, you know, call it eight, I don't know, quarterbacks that are, what in my opinion, tier one quarterbacks, that what they do is raise the level of everybody else given their play. Then there's actually, in my opinion, a very big middle, Joe. There's a very big middle tier in the NFL of like 12 to 14 quarterbacks who on any given week could look good for a stretch of a month. Dak Prescott could look great, but still, you know, is a product of scheme, other players around them, the matchup, and can look good or can look bad. And a lot of the quarterbacks you're talking about right now are in that middle, Joe, where, yeah, they're going to look great some weeks, but they're not truly elite. So when they have a bad matchup, or when they have a bad day, or when the play calling's not good, they're going to look mortal, and they don't raise the play of everybody. There's very few quarterbacks who are truly belong in that tier one, Joe.
Yeah, it's tough to do, man. It really is tough to do. But in some of these teams that you look, I mean, you know, we all made fun of, good old Duck Hodges there. But if it wasn't for Duck Hodges, Steelers, you lose to the Cincinnati Bengals. It's not even remotely close. I mean, your boy Mason Rudolph there was just absolutely abysmal. And think about it. You pull
Mason Rudolph out.
and you go to
I thought you went to the same school as them.
I'm just saying Steelers fans in general.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, Steeler fans in general wanted nothing to do with this poor guy, and yet he shows up on the biggest spot and saves their ass yesterday because they couldn't move the ball at all against that Cincinnati defense. And yet there's just no excuse to me for guys like Derek Carr. I mean, Jeff Driskel. Like, what in the... Dude, you turn the ball over twice in 60 seconds with the game tied in the end. Like, seriously... I mean, Detroit, Jeff Driskel could not be any more Detroit Lion than what he did yesterday by simply throwing not one but two interceptions in 60 seconds at the end of the game with the game tied.
Overtime all over.
Seriously, dude, all you have to do, I don't know, is not turn the damn ball over.
I was already counting my production from Bo Scarborough in overtime for my fantasy team, you know? And by the way, Bo knows. And Bo is a legitimate flex option moving forward. But that's the thing. You're talking about Jeff Driskel, Joe, right? So, like, what the mistake was to ever think that Jeff Driskel was going to be some guy riding in on a white horse in the first place. There is a reason he is QB2 on a depth chart, people. For most of these guys we're talking about, okay? Now, there's a different – you reeled off a lot of names, Joe, and there's some that are in a different category, okay, for me at least, out of the names you mentioned. Those are Sam Darnold and Josh Allen, right? Because those are two guys in their second year that are kind of ascending that, you know, when I talk about are they elite or do they need everything around them, I don't know yet. You know what I mean? The jury is still out. And so I'll give those guys the benefit of the doubt. But some of your more established quarterbacks or backups that are riding a hot streak or a wave, come on, let's be serious. But Sam Darnold's going to win people fantasy leagues, Joe. I'm telling you, Sam Darnold is QB3 or 4 in fantasy over the last month since he got over seeing ghosts. And he was a punchline for people. So in two quarterbacks leagues, they avoided him and went with guys like Brandon Allen or Jeff Driskel ahead of Sammy D. And Sam Darnold's schedule opens up. All right. And Sam Darnold looks real good now recently. So maybe now that he's over the mono, I mean, in his last four games, Joe, 8 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, been over 300 yards in most of them. Yeah, and more importantly, looks more the part.
Yeah, the numbers are just staggering, guys. 58 of 89, 838, 9.4 yards per attempt, 7 pass touchdowns, 2 rushing touchdowns, 1 INT, 117.2 QBR there for Sam Darnold. In fact, right now this year, the quarterbacks have been ranked in the top 10 QBR consecutively, Lamar Jackson 5, Baker Mayfield 3, Sam Darnold 3. Yeah, I don't think Baker Mayfield's necessarily done either, although we love to stick forks in these guys. That middle tier, there are guys taking steps, and then there's Mitchell Trubisky, who we'll talk about that Danny Dimes matchup.
I said it all year.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, Rise and Grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat, folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So who wants to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Well, you can certainly do it by dunking on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com. Simply dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this NBA season. You can compete with the pros with the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. It is the most accurate projection in NBA DFS. Plus, you get lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. You can save 10% now. You get your winning NBA DFS advice using the promo code DUNK. You just got to visit dailyroto.com/dunk to learn more. That's dailyroto.com/dunk. And remember that dailyroto.com is where millionaires are made. And welcome in here to another edition of Making Rain on the Grid, sportsgrid.com. Welcoming those of you, Pluto TV, joining us, Channel 517. Happy Monday to you on this Thanksgiving week. One more game to go tonight, Ravens, Rams, and then we'll start gearing up, of course, to the Thanksgiving Day games, three of them with Jeff Driscoll and Trubisky. My word, how did that happen? We also have Dallas and the Bills and Atlanta taking on the Saints. Now, interesting enough, those two teams were involved in some great games yesterday from the standpoint of scoring. If you like scoring, those were definitely two of the games on the board that they just kept scoring. But maybe the most impressive one, of course, was the Saints game versus the Carolina Panthers, who just would not go away. And then, unfortunately, what does it come down to? Well,
a kick by Sly. No good. From 33 yards. And that kick is good. Yeah. The Saints win it.
Yeah. Heartbreak, too, because I got to tell you, that was so much fun to watch that game. And, I mean, between Kyle Allen, Christian McCaffrey, DJ Moore, all these guys did was battle the whole game, battle back. That is one of the hardest places to play in, man. You go to that Mercedes Dome, you go, and you got to go up against Breeze and company with a healthy Kamara. You couldn't stop the run on defense, and yet you found yourself tied with a chance to win this game right at the very end, and unfortunately, you got a guy named Joey Sly who missed two extra points, and of course, that 28-yard field goal you just heard there in order to throw up all over themselves. You could just tell, they showed Christian McCaffrey after the game on a bench. I mean, what else? You talk about just laying out. There's a certain, you got to give a credit, even though they lost. I give credit to these guys for battling, man, left and right. Not an easy year for the Panthers. They are another team, Dane, that a couple of breaks here or there, they should have two or three extra wins on the season, but they are now sitting there going, what the hell do we do? But not a team that I'd be ecstatic about playing at if I had to win a game in order to be able to make the playoffs coming up, and they still have. And maybe the best part about yesterday, Dane, was these two guys, they're going to be doing battle week 17 in Carolina, which could mean, for the Saints, it could mean positioning. It could mean, hell, even for the Panthers, they certainly have enough talent to be able to make a go out of this in the final couple of weeks. But great game, just gut-wrenching. I felt for the Carolina Panthers yesterday, man.
Yeah, it was tough. You mentioned the NFC South mm-hmm. with you know, kind of these matchups, and they were putting points on the board. You know, we were toying with the idea of unders for these games, but they zoomed right past that. You know, you mentioned Sly also in the Tampa game. Now they won, so it won't look as big, but Matt Gay missed three extra points, Joe, in that game.
Yep.
You know, and so we talk about the kicking game all the time. I reference it when it comes to Vinatieri and the close games that the Colts play. But I bring this up because, Joe, this may be the third game of the year where Will Lutz has kicked a field goal as time expires for the Saints to win a game.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like week one, I know it happened, right? This week it happened. And I think there's been others. And for some reason, this dude seems to not miss. You know, haven't we mentioned the name Will Lutz more than most kickers? And it seems like now maybe it's because he's in a dome. Maybe it's because he's got a great offense. I don't know. But eventually, this kicking game is going to come into play. We talk about it how it's not even it's changing the key numbers of football, Joe. The idea like Lutz, I don't think it should go understated that they got a clutch kicker also down there in New Orleans, Joe.
Yes, they do. Yep. And it's going to come down to it. I mean, the yardage was crazy. 418 to 351. It was just you got the Saints are now 9-2. I mean, they really are hitting on all cylinders, including. And we don't you don't need to look very much further than Will Lutz to understand how important special teams is. And you know who else understands the importance of special teams?
Sean Payton.
The New England Patriots.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the New England Patriots certainly understand special teams. Yeah. And you know who
does that game?
According to Jerry Jones, his coaching staff does not understand special teams or how to be able to, I don't know, that seven is more than three. So when you need at least a touchdown, you're inside a red zone that you haven't sniffed all game. Maybe instead of kicking the field goal, you go ahead and go for a touchdown. That game is just another proof positive to me that the New England Patriots, as flawed as they may be on offense, that defense, much like San Francisco, you keep telling me how they haven't played anybody, guys. I'm going to keep telling you, this team is defense. We have seen Super Bowl championships won by defenses less than this. And both of those teams, the 49ers and New England, those they're just better than everybody else. They're schemed better. They play better. And, it's the little things that win games. And how many more times do we have to see Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, New England Patriots, and teams going, if we only would have. Yeah, I know, but you don't. And that's why for 20 years, we've had to deal with this because you just don't. Certainly Jason Garrett doesn't, but my word, I mean, like Dak and they looked absolutely miserable out there, man. Like they just looked miserable. And I'll give Dallas's defense credit. I'll give Dallas's defense credit. I mean, they kept them in that game, but when you're the number one offense, man up here, guys. I don't know what they like. You got to man up at some point and make a damn play. Otherwise, you're just a team that can beat the crap. And then when you face real teams like Minnesota, New England, Green Bay, I think they're undefeated against teams under 500. If you're 500 or better, you can't beat them. And that's who you are, Dallas. You have been a 500 team for 20 years now. That's who you are. Since Aikman left and company, you're a 500-win football team, and it was proof positive again last night.
It's true. You know, I'll do the Patriots side first. And it's so frustrating, Joe, when you hate the damn Patriots, right? You know, like, honestly, you're right. They're 10-1, you know. Yes, they are, and you are what your record says you are. Absolutely, okay? Yep. I said that first, right? But, Joe, this is not, you know, and I know we keep talking about how bad they are, yet they're damn 10-1. But Joe, like, this is not a good offense right now. It's just not, Joe. It's really, really not. If you take away Julian Edelman, what do they got? You know what I mean? And honestly, Joe, you know why they won this game? They won this game because of a damn blocked punt, Joe. Mm-hmm. If they don't get that blocked punt, I don't know if they win this game. You know, it was nasty out there. And I don't know that New England is equipped, but they have what you need. They have the leadership. They have the adjustments. They have the intellect around the game. And that is getting them through. And far be it for me to talk about coaching or what Tom Brady can do with the line of scrimmage and not give it full credit. I do wonder, Joe, and I really don't know how many teams in the NFL are equipped, to do this, but I do wonder if they run up against an actual complete team or they don't get the breaks or if they're on the road in that kind of game. I don't know that they get all the way through to the Super to winning the Super Bowl like this, Joe. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to be disparaging on them at all. And, you know, the AFC Championship game is now known as the Patriots Invitational. I get it. But do you think they can win a championship squeaking through like this? Or at some point, will they have to, you know, be more dynamic on offense, Joe? At some point? Against the Baltimore, problem. Against Kansas City, against the Seattle, against the San Francisco, against the New Orleans.
Like broken records every time we do this. It cracks me up. The problem is they're 10-1, and that means the AFC Championship, guys, whether you want it or not, is going through Foxborough, which is impossible to win at. Guys, they haven't lost a damn game in Foxborough in 100 years. And there's a reason why. There is an absolute reason why. And I tell you, we have seen the Super Bowl trophy risen by guys like Brad Johnson in Tampa, guys, okay? We have seen worst offenses with worst quarterbacks win Super Bowl championships, not because they were so prolific on offense, but simply because their defenses were that dominant, as was the coaching staff. And they were just better than everybody else. And listen, New England, they absolutely should be the favorite. If they were 8-3 or if they had a chance where they'd have to maybe get, but having the bye and getting the number one seed, again, you're stacking the deck for them. That's exactly what's happening here. And it'll give them, because you and I both know, they'll figure it out. You're giving them enough time to figure it out. If you gave them four losses on the year and you'd have to earn it to get, I would say that it's against them. But a 10-1, it's going through Foxborough, which makes it almost impossible, Dane. I don't care who they're playing. It makes it impossible with a bye and a game at Foxborough.
Now, and I know, I just want to play the game with you, Joe. Now, I know they're 10-1 in the one seed, okay? Mm-hmm. But can we play the game? Maybe on the other side of the break. I want to ask you, like, on the road at Baltimore, on the road at Kansas City. Now, I know that that's not necessarily the case. Baltimore, I do think, I mean, they lose the heads up against Baltimore. If they both, say, finish 13-3, they would have to travel to Baltimore. Okay, so that's one. But I want to play a what-if game with you, with the Patriots a little more. Because I agree with you, but let's tempt fate, Joe.
Just go ahead, pencil it in, do it now.
You know, it's the weekend I'll be in Miami. Suck. We'll be watching the Patriots against Joe.
Exactly, they suck, and yet we're...
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk,
I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the news feed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us harder, better, faster, stronger. Work it harder, make it better, do it faster. Makes us stronger than ever.
All right, welcome in to the grid, sportsgrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez, name of the show. Make it rain for those of you joining us via Pluto TV, channel 517. Welcome in to the grid. And I certainly hope when you guys found us last week that you were paying very close attention when we were screaming from the rooftops to stop what you were doing, go to the go to your app and/or head over to the FanDuel Sportsbook and take out a second mortgage and play the Jets. I hope that you were paying attention when we said that on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah, even yesterday, we kept telling you, hammer the Jets, guys. There's no weed there, no way they're losing to the Oakland Raiders, who once again prove that they are one team in Oakland. They are a whole nother team on the East Coast. And by the same token, listen, Seattle also did a very good job of proving that Russell Wilson, now 18-4 on the East Coast, traveling there since he's come into the league and with Seattle, and nobody, well, at least it started out as them being an underdog. It eventually ended up them being a favorite, but that is another situation where, you know, it's another good lesson too, Dane, for people to understand that when you have a team riddled with injuries and question marks and are they or won't they or will they, it's probably best to make sure that you have a full understanding of who's going to be playing and who's not going to be playing before you go ahead and lay the money down. And in Philadelphia's case yesterday, you know, the word came, we were on air with Pro Football Today here on the network, and we do that show every Sunday. And of course, we'll have it again for you on Thursday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on Sports Grid. We'll get you ready for those games on Thanksgiving. But we had, you know, the word came down. We were talking about it before we knew it, and we still like Seattle going, this is a very hard game to bet anybody but Seattle from what we knew. But the minute that those numbers came in, we actually stopped in the middle of the show, and all of us, I think, went and placed a wager on Seattle or doubled up on Seattle, whatever it may be. Once you realize that absolutely no weapons of Philadelphia's was going to be available, number one, number two wide receiver, number one running back, depth. I mean, they were missing so many guys yesterday. It was crazy, absolutely crazy. And yet, Seattle still didn't play a great game. I mean, they left 21 points on the field because just ridiculous how bad Russell Wilson played at points. But Seattle did exactly what they needed to do in order to win on the road, which is never easy. And Philadelphia, you better figure out what's going on here with Carson Wentz, because Carson Wentz single-handedly once again cost you that game. And as crazy as it is, and I get that he's not 100%, but if that's the case, you can't have that Carson Wentz come out onto the field, a guy whose quarterback rating the last 2 weeks has combined to be 62. They're not pushing the ball downfield. The offensive linemen are getting crushed. He's fumbling the ball, throwing the ball to the other team. They can't win at this point. And the best thing that happened to them, of course, was the Patriots yesterday, because at least it keeps them pace with the Dallas Cowboys. But my word, Philadelphia, if you're going to get it done, then if he ain't healthy enough, and I know there's now he's having his hand looked at, and
you got to get him the hell out of there. He does not give you a good shot at winning at all. So I don't know what the deal is, but I can tell you this. With Carson Wentz playing like that, you're not winning football games. You're not going to contend with the Dallas Cowboys.
Hey, Joe, we talk about look-ahead lines, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the time. Is it possible, and I know it's probably not, would it be possible for me to right now bet that the NFC number one wild card will go on the road and win at the NFC East division champ?
Yeah, I don't think that.
You know, in that wild card, the 4-5 game,
yep.
Right?
I know what you're saying. Yep, absolutely.
Right, because correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, but the NFC number one wild card, if we agree, right, is either going to be Seattle, Minnesota, or maybe Green Bay, right?
Yep. Yep.
Okay, and the 4 seed is going to be Dallas or Philly, right?
Yep.
I like all 3 of those former teams better than those 2 other teams.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right now.
Yep.
Give me Minnesota at Dallas or Philly. Give me Seattle. We just saw it, right? And you know, I take Green Bay probably as well. They don't have a look-ahead line for that already, do they? Because we don't know the teams. Can I bet the 5 seed over the 4 seed?
But make sure that when they do,
so just remember this, people.
Yeah, jump all over it, man.
File this away, right?
Yep.
File that away on Black Monday when all these coaches are getting fired. File away that we like NFC Wild Card 1 on the road against the NFC East Division champ. You with me, Joe?
I'm with you, man. I am absolutely with you. You cannot.
I'm glad that we're on the same side on that.
You cannot expect to be a considered serious.
Right.
I mean, you have an opportunity to win the division, and yet at home, granted it's not a tough game, and I get you've got injuries. Everybody's got injuries, but that's when you need your star quarterback. As bad as he was yesterday, Russell Wilson, missing guys, you still got to be able to make enough plays to be able to get the job done. He's not making any, man. Zero.
And this is what I talk about. The idea of the tier one quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson is one of them. Then you got this soft middle. And maybe for a while, people thought that Carson Wentz was one of them.
Right.
I'm here to tell you, Carson Wentz is no different than 12 other quarterbacks in the NFL who need stuff around them. Joe, at this point, I think it was like 3 or 4 weeks ago, I made the point that 2 things happened. One, they had DeSean Jackson back, the ability to stretch the field over the top. And I talked about how important that would be for guys like Ertz and Goddard in the middle. The other thing I've been saying was that they found something in Jordan Howard. Remember, I've been saying this idea of, then they can be able to play left-handed if they have a run game and all those weapons. Well, you see that without the run game, and don't get me wrong, Miles Sanders did okay. But, Joe, this is why it's more than just reading the box score and stuff. Miles Sanders, as you know, Joe, is a different kind of back than Jordan Howard or even Jay Ajayi would be, right? He's the one that can more control the clock, control the pace, enforce your will. They don't have that, and Carson Wentz, boom, becomes a volume thrower yet again. We were going back and forth with the Wentz attempts yesterday morning. I said over 33.5.
Yep.
He threw the ball 45 times, Joe, and that may be good for fantasy, is not good for the Philadelphia Eagles. They lost their balance, and when you have Carson Wentz as a tier two, not a tier one quarterback, this is the risk.
Yep, and that's exactly what they've got going on here right now.
Same thing,
got to get a little healthier.
Same thing for Carr. You said, you see what happens with Josh Jacobs up against the number one run defense? It's put on his arm. He can't do it.
No. The good news, at least for them, is that their schedule coming up it can't get any easier than what they've got coming up. I mean, they've got Washington. They got a whole bunch of cupcakes. They eventually have to play Dallas again. So that's kind of that's a must win any which way you cut it. But they've got Washington, the Giants, Miami, the Giants again, and then Dallas. So the schedule at least lightens up for them. It's a hell of a lot easier than what the Cowboys have to face.
Yeah, the Cowboys is harder.
Yeah, which starts Thursday night, Thursday afternoon against the Buffalo Bills, who, give them credit, yesterday went ahead and just ran over the Denver Broncos, literally. As Frank Gore goes ahead and sets the record, becomes the number 3 all-time leading rusher there, passing Barry Sanders. Kudos to him crazy career he's had. Longevity absolutely means something. But Buffalo, all of a sudden, now we're starting to see that progression of a quarterback like Josh Allen, who second year, frustrating as all hell at times. You know he's got it. You know it's somewhere in there. And he's really starting to make progress. And that Buffalo defense proving again to be just straight out dominant, can win games in the best of ways. And again, I'm not going to say, what can you say about anybody that thought Brandon Allen was somehow going to keep winning, football games there? Once they took the run game away for them, they pretty much shut down Denver. Yep. I mean, to a T, they had nothing else happening yesterday. So they didn't have to score a whole lot. 20-3 was the final. That was enough. But, you know, let's look at this playoff race now. As you got New England as the one seed. You got Baltimore as the two. You got Houston as the three. Kansas City, four. Buffalo's five. And Pittsburgh is six. You've got Oakland, Indy, and I'm going to say, too, another team that Titans. Better not sleep on, the damn Tennessee Titans. Yeah. And, oh, yeah, the damn Cleveland Browns, whose schedule is as ridiculous as it comes to, guys. They are at 5-6. So the AFC, to me, outside of the, obviously, the top heavy, the Patriots and the Ravens, but, you know, even Houston, barring a collapse, will probably be the number three seed. But listen, Kansas City plays Oakland coming up this week. There's still a lot to be determined, but who are you most comfortable with there in the 5-6 spot?
Comfortable with what? That they're going to make it or that they could
that
do
they're
any damage?
Be able to make, yeah. Do you think Buffalo at 8-3 can hold on?
Yeah, I think Buffalo's going to be in. I think Buffalo's going to be in, and kudos to them. The development of Josh Allen. They have an identity though, Joe. You know what I mean? And I think that's something that some of these other teams don't have to hang their hat on. So I'll give them credit. Okay. But yeah, Joe, Pittsburgh, Oakland, Indy, Tennessee, Cleveland. Those are five teams fighting for one spot, in my opinion. Out of those, I believe in Indianapolis, Joe. I believe in Indianapolis the most. I think they're best on the inside, on the trenches. They've shown that they can plug and play at running back. I believe in their defense. I'd have to look at the schedule to see, you know, to make a real pick. But if you tell me those teams, I think Indianapolis is the best team of those. But unlike the NFC, where I can see a case for New Orleans, San Francisco, Seattle, whatever, right? I've been saying it now for the better part of a month and a half, Joe. To me, this is the default is New England, right? And Belichick and Brady. And in my opinion, they will only be taken out with an incredible performance by one of three men. And those three men are Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, and Deshaun Watson. These incredible talents that are capable on any given day to just be unstoppable. Otherwise, Bill Belichick has an answer for you.
That's it. I mean, that is basically
That's it.
To me,
Lamar Jackson scares them a little bit. Patty Mahomes, or let me put it this way, a fully healthy Patty Mahomes scares them a little bit. And I would put Deshaun Watson sort of in that category as well. But other than that, what's it going to be? What's it going to be?
Well, Pittsburgh, it's so funny about Pittsburgh because at least you can control your own destiny, right? Because you got Cleveland this weekend. You want to bounce Cleveland out? Then you win, all right? And then Cleveland is almost all but finished, okay? But if you lose to Cleveland, well, then, you know, things just got a whole lot more interesting there at the bottom half. The Raiders, same situation. What more can you ask for? You're playing the team, you're trailing, right? So if you're Cleveland and if you are the Raiders, you guys are playing exactly who you need to be playing this week. You want to be considered, you got to regroup and get it done. I will say this about Tomlin. I've given him a lot of crap, and once again, he proved to be straight money as a road favorite. He just doesn't cover against sub 500 teams. It's been the way from the very beginning with Tomlin. He does great against teams he's not supposed to beat, but the teams he usually ends up throwing all over himself. So the 6.5 was a cover yesterday. But do you have any idea the kind of gumption you've got to have, Dane, to say, I'm benching Rudolph for Duck Hodges? Like, do you, with the game on the line?
Like, I give him credit. Oh, he made the tough decision.
Woo! Kudos to Mike Tomlin.
Yeah. Hey, and Joe, Indy, Tennessee next week.
Exactly. What more do you want? You got everything's in front of you. Win the damn games.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change, like...
So this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, so a Monday night game ahead of us here, wrapping up week 12 as the Ravens hanging out in L.A., taking on the Rams tonight. Laying 3 points is what we've got here. We'll dive into this. We'll dive into this game along with some of these early look-ahead lines now for Thursday, Dan, because we did we talked about it yesterday. Depending on some of the outcomes, we were going to be very interested right. to see what are these lines going to be for a for Thursday and for Thanksgiving, and we'll dive into exactly what we've got there. But you know, we talked about the AFC picture there, the NFC picture as well, Dan. I mean, let's. You look at that, you've got San Francisco right now, 1, New Orleans, 2, Green Bay, 3, the Cowboys, yep. 4, Seattle and Minnesota are ramping at 5-6. The Rams, obviously, this is an important game. They're 6-4 in the 7th spot. And then the Bears, like if the Bears are your on the bubble, if that's what we're looking at in the NFC, I think the top 6 teams in some order there are your best. The Rams are the only wild card to me. I don't see anybody else making a push anytime soon here.
I agree with you. The Rams are the only other team that's live, with the one caveat, Joe, that the NFC East is still up for grabs, right? That could be Dallas right. or Philly.
That's it.
Okay, so, you know, when you look at the, like, the quote-unquote playoff picture, you know, you talked about Chicago, but Philly at 5-6 still belongs because they're still only one game back
right.
of Dallas for that division lead with a game left to play. I believe it's week 16 they play each other. So that will go a long way to decide. But listen, the Rams, if they win tonight, they are still live. Okay,
yep,
if they
absolutely.
Win tonight, they are still live. They would only be a game
to,
behind Minnesota.
They kind of have to. I mean,
yeah,
I
but
don't
that's what I'm saying.
Right?
If they don't, and they're yeah. a full 2 games back of these teams with, what, 5 left to play, that would be very tough. Now, it's possible, right, to make up 2 games on, say, Minnesota or Green Bay with only 5 to play, but it would be right. tough. Rams need to go out there and win tonight. I know we'll talk about it a little bit more in the second hour, but, Joe, I think that they got a better chance than most other people do. I think they got yeah. a good shot tonight.
Yep, and it's Green Bay got leapfrogged by the Saints into the number 2
yeah.
seed here. We'll see if that continues.
And remember, San Francisco plays them, plays the Saints.
Like to have a 9-2, 5 seed right now in Seattle.
That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy. Heads and tails is what the NFC is. All right, hour 2 coming up next on the grid.
Are you a Henry? It stands for High Earner, Not Rich Yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.